Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All Saints Day 2009. Today is a day to remember and celebrate the victory that all saints share in heaven. Let's take a moment to remember who some of the All Saints are. For example, they're the All Saints from the Bible, all the saints from the Old Testament, the New Testament, start with the New, St. Matthew, St. Mark, St. Luke, St. John, St. Timothy, St. Titus, St. Paul, St. Jude, all the saints in the New Testament. Then there's the Old Testament saints too, St. Moses, St. Elijah, St. Enoch, St. David, all the saints. They believed in the righteousness of God that came through faith. Faith in the coming Messiah for the Old Testament people, and faith in the Messiah who had come in the New Testament. They lived and they proclaimed Christ Jesus, the Messiah. They lived for Christ. They died in Christ in forgiveness. And now they join him in the heavenly host in glory. Then after the Bible, there are those saints, the so-called saints that we all know, or some of them we've heard of. Saint Augustine, who was Luther's favorite saint of old, the old theologian. Saint Anselm of Canterbury. Other saints, what we know. Saint Martin of Tours, whom Martin Luther got his name from, by the way. Saint Anselm, Saint Cyril, Saint Polycarp, Saint Jerome. Then there's some more familiar ones to us in the U.S. Saint Louis, the city, named after a French nobility. Saint Patrick, missionary to Ireland, Saint Paddy's Day. And kids, how about St. Nicholas, old St. Nick. And let us not forget that there's also women saints. There's St. Mary, St. Mary's Hospital. St. Mary Magdalene, the first eyewitness to Jesus' resurrection. St. Mary Margaret, Margaret of Antioch. St. Catherine of Alexandria. St. Teresa of Avila. St. Joan of Arc. And then there's also children saints. Children saints. I was in Russia this summer. There was Anastasia, who was canonized as a saint by the Roman or by the Russian Orthodox Church many years after her death. The movie Anastasia was prompted from her life. Finally, let us add today some of the recent additions to the Communion of Saints from here at First Lutheran. Here in the last 12 months, those who have joined the distant triumph song. There's St. Andrew Kaiser, December 25th. St. Harold Stewart, March 25th. St. Polly Grubb, May 25th. St. Margaret Curring, June 18th. St. Marge Hunzi, August 14th. St. Phyllis Slomsky, October 16th. And please add also all those family and friends of yours, husbands, wives, spouses, children, aunts, uncles, all those you know who have fought the good fight of faith and are with Christ in heaven. Our text today in Revelation points out that these men, women, and children are now dressed in white. The color of victory, the color of purity, the color of triumph, the color of hope in the resurrection of our bodies to be like theirs with Christ. White is the liturgical color for All Saints' Day. In the book of Revelation today, we heard about the saints who are in heaven, this great multitude that no one could number, people from every tribe and language and nation who came out of the great tribulation, which is this life, now that they experienced then, that we experience now, full of trials, full of temptations, tears, many crosses to bear. But these who are in heaven, this great multitude, are specifically known not for their great deeds, in Revelation anyway, not for their great deeds, what they've done, but for their clothes. They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord Jesus' blood, shed on Calvary's cross, cleansed all their works, their good works, their bad works, their half-hearted works, yes, even their evil deeds, their sins, that left behind stains. In heaven, we see the result of a gift that God gave them, a means for washing away their clothes, washing the sins, the stains from their clothes, and getting rid of all unrighteousness and impurity and disobedience to God. You know, Scripture says a lot about clothing. Put on the whole armor of God, repent, and put on sackcloths and ashes. Or all of our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. Our garments are full of sin and stains. But in the end, in heaven, our spiritual garb is seen only as that which is laundered because of Christ and his blood-bought victory. Blood on earth stains. Blood of murder, blood of envy, blood of accidents, even blood of minor cuts and scrapes where we're less than cautious. These leave behind stains. But Christ's blood cleanses. Because it was no accident. It was no murder. It was not minor. God sent his Son to die sacrificially for us. It was love. Pure love that sent his only Son to die for us, that we might live before God fully clean, dressed in white, perfect in every way. The selfless act of the Son of God, our Savior, is cleansing, purifying, stain-removing, not reddening, not a blackening out, but a blotting out of sin. It is whitening. It makes all sinners into all saints by grace, through faith, in Christ Jesus. Baptism is that gift of Christ's work, which is ours now, with the certainty that God's word in and with the water is given to us and gives us the great victory that those saints in heaven enjoy. So that we too, as Pastor said, we too can be saints. Did you hear in the news this week about this plane that was flying to Minneapolis that the pilots apparently weren't paying very much attention to, and they overshot their destination by about 150 miles. Did you hear about this? Well, there's speculation to what happened. They reported that they were into their computers, their laptop computers, looking at their next flight to see where they would go next. Others speculate that maybe they were sleeping. Who knows? It's all speculation. An investigation hopes to uncover what really happened. We can pray for that. At least no one got hurt. No one was hurt. They figured it out. This time, anyway. But on All Saints Day, I wonder if we can perhaps relate what happened there on that plane flight to Minneapolis to the heavenly goal that we all want to attain. Remember that Jesus taught in Matthew 7, verse 13, that wide is the way of destruction and narrow is the way of salvation. There might be a lot of places on earth where we can land, but salvation for us and the world might be related to that narrow runway that leads to eternal life. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Well, imagine for a moment that we are all pilots of planes that are scheduled to land on that narrow runway. The question is, are we paying attention so that we might land at the proper time? Or are we too busy on our computers to forget about the greater things of life? Do we fall back into trusting into ourselves, trusting in others, trusting in technology to get us there? Parents and pastors here, do you have others following and flying with you in your plane? Are you making sure that your passengers, your family, your flock are getting to the destination and not flying off into no man's land? Are we too concerned about getting to our next flight, about tomorrow, where to go next, rather than landing safely in eternity in heaven? Final question, God forbid, but are any of us asleep in the cockpit? Lulled to sleep by the busyness of life, lulled to sleep by too much food, too much wine, too many troubles, too many cares, too many to count. God's word today of heaven reminds us to wake up. Wake up, First Lutheran. Get your head into today. Get time off of the computer and land your eyes into sacred scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation. Get yourself and your family into the church around the God's means of grace, around the Lord's Supper, around baptism, around the preaching of the word. Concern yourself with these things first. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, these other things, will be added to you. Do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Seek first God's kingdom. Seek His righteousness. Seek heaven, which is graciously revealed and bestowed in Christ Jesus and His humble word. In the spirit of Reformation Day yesterday, imagine for a moment that you are on the plane. You are one of the passengers on a plane called the church. Question now is, are you trusting your pilots to know where they are flying? Do you trust your pastors here that much? Visitors, do you trust your pastor at home that much to get you safely there? Well, Pastor Busher and I hope that you don't take for granted that we know where we're going. We want you to know God's word, to trust in Christ alone, not us. Where our preaching and our teaching conforms with Christ and God's word, then by all means follow. God's word prompts us to have under-shepherds that lead. But where it does not, as Pastor said well last week, in Christian love, call up to the cockpit and tell the church that it's flying away from the truth, away from salvation, away from eternal life. Heaven and hell could be at stake. There's no room flying a little too far to the left or a little too far to the right. And we pray that God would keep us on the narrow way, the right path, which is trusting God's word and His sacraments, trusting in the Holy Spirit that works faith through these means to give us the hope and the certainty of eternal life, that we too will one day put on white robes and hold palm branches and give glory and honor to the Lamb, to Jesus. The passengers on that real flight to Minneapolis didn't seem to know that the plane had overshot its destination. Maybe some of the passengers were sleeping or maybe doing crossword puzzles. Maybe some of them didn't want to speak up. They were too afraid. You know how those pilots finally learned that they had made a mistake? Well, there was a steward or a stewardess looking at his or her watch, and they noticed, and they finally called up to the cockpit and said, "Excuse me, pilots, where are we? We should have landed by now." And that, my dear friends, is how the Reformation began. Luther, the steward, called up to the pilots, Pope Leo X and the cardinals. Luther didn't read a mere watch, he read the Holy Scriptures. And he said, "Your Holiness, God's word says that we're not flying in the right direction. We're not even near the airport. Not near Jesus Christ, our Savior, and the pure truth of His grace and His love. We need to repent, to turn around, to go back to where we have life and salvation. Not by works of the law and the sale of indulgences, but by grace through faith in the Son of God." The pilot and the co-pilots, however, told the steward, "Be quiet. We're the pilots. Tell us where to fly. In fact, you get off this plane. We like where we are going." And Luther, after several attempts at appealing to God's word, finally realized, "You would have told St. Paul to get off. So I gladly go, and I'm taking with me all those who hear and love the truth, because if you are truly Jesus' disciples, then you will know the truth, and the truth sets you free." Luther taught that all saints dwell in God's freedom. Freedom from sin, stain, and guilt. Freedom to worship God in the Spirit and truth, and to serve the neighbor in love. Our Reformation continues on All Saints' Day. Return to freedom. Christ has set you free from sin, death, and devil. Be free from the law and its accusations. Turn around, church. Turn around, world. Be reformed to the narrow way, the way that leads to eternal life, which is by faith alone, trusting in the pure mercy of God. Christ is our salvation. And when it comes to navigating through life and death, as we fly through this world of sin and unbelief, Don't let anyone pilot the plane except him who overcame death by his own death and life, and by rising again and by ascending into heaven from which he came, for which he now fills all things, and all the saints receive from him victory. Let him, through his means on earth, pilot us there. And for all the saints, both now on earth and all those in heaven who are enjoined in heavenly worship, we thank God and approach the throne of grace and mercy and receive from him this day the sainthood that we have by faith as children united to our heavenly Father, our heavenly Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. For all the saints, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.